ask you a question this morning. How many of you would like to have or leave huge footprints in people's lives? How many of you would not only like to leave huge footprints in people's lives, but you'd like to have that influence passed down from generation to generation? Good morning. I'm Marlon Call, also known as the Insurance Cowboy. And welcome to Monday Morning Cowboy. I'm so thrilled to have you here and listening to the recording this morning. You know, I look forward, especially after this incredible Easter season, and the beautiful, beautiful Sunday that we've had yesterday, the reason for thinking about those things. It's really stirred my heart when I thought about how and where will you and I leave footprints in our lives. And I want to share a story with you a little bit. I want to tell you a little bit about my brother, my big brother. You see, when I was a small boy, I always did have a favorite big brother. He was great to me. You know, he'd put his arm around me and we'd go running down some cool dirt path or mountainside or whatever. It seemed like when I was with him, I was like 10 feet tall. He didn't seem to mind me tagging along at all. And there was nothing that I liked better, of course. You know, I was so proud of him. When I was with him, I felt like I was beaming stronger than the sun. He was good at everything he did. You know, I never could seem to match up. My mountains of sand would always tend to crumble and sag while his would stand straight up and nice and firm and tall. Even my dad always tried not to show how proud he was of him. But he being the oldest and all, his smile seemed to beam a little brighter when my big brother came around. You know, and I felt my world collapsed when he went on his mission for the church. Dad and Mom both had to fight back tears when he left. He communicated with us regularly, sent letters, and let us know how much he loved us. He even told us how great his mission was, so that Mom wouldn't worry. Well, the persecution was pretty bad down there, and the church was just getting its start. But he never seemed to let himself get down, even though the people wouldn't believe his message. You know, we'd all share his joy when we'd have some new converts. But I really don't mind saying that I was scared that the non-believers would do something to him. It even got to the point where men were plotting to take his life. My dad never seemed to be worried for some reason. Then one day, we received the word. His mission had ended. But not as most men's do. I was struck by this terrifying news. They finally got a hold of my big brother. My big brother that never seemed capable of doing anything wrong. My big brother that I loved. Everyone who loved everyone he knew, and most everybody loved. They beat him and they mocked him. He suffered all they did to him without striking back. Why would anybody want to hurt my big brother? I didn't understand. A mob took him to a hill just outside of town and spitting on him. They nailed him to a wooden cross. My soul mourned as I heard he begged the Father to forgive him. Wrecked with unbearable pain, he gave up his life for what he knew. My big brother, my king, my idol, was dead. I cried through what seemed to be the darkest night of my life. Where was my big brother who had shaped mountains with sand? Why did, of all people, my big brother have to die like this? I do remember feeling Dad's strong arm on my shoulder and heard him say, "He did it for you, son, and for all your brothers and sisters." You know, the first time I read this, it really, really touched my heart because I do have a big brother here on this earth as well. And it works at the ground that he walks on. He fits his story to a T. And he's had a profound influence on my life. And a lot of what I say and do and how I act is very, very similar to my big brother and what he did and how he did it. And you know, it made me think about how we go about doing those things, what we can do in our lives to touch other people. Because that's what life's all about, isn't it? I mean, we're here on earth to help each other. Help each other through the tough time. And you know, I remember a saying that a wise man told me once. He said, Marlon, when you help your brother across the river, you find yourself on the other side. And you know, he's very, very true. There have been a lot of influential people in my life, but as I think back and look at what they did for me and how they molded and shaped who I am today. And a lot of that started as a very young boy, as I developed the heroes in my life. And my heroes, aside from my father and my brother, were cowboys. Why? Because cowboys always did the right thing. They left footprints in my heart and my soul because they did what was right. You could always count on that. So it's probably no surprise that many years later, not a few years later, I should say, I found my way into the Boy Scout program, where I became an Eagle Scout. And to this very day, I'm very thrilled and honored to say that I am still proud to be an Eagle Scout. Because it tells people a bit of something about me and who I am and what's important in my life. And I want to encourage you to look for opportunities today and this week. Look for opportunities to make a difference in people's lives. It may be a smile. It may be a hello. It may be putting your arm around and just listening and consoling someone who has had a rough day or lost a family member. But we have the ability and the power to be a great influence and to leave a footprint, a good, positive footprint in people's lives. But we have to look for that opportunity and pray for the Lord to show us who we might help and who we might influence, so that as we help our brother across the river, we do all of a sudden see that we are there also. I know each and every one of you have a big brother, a big sister, or someone that you really look up to. Look at the traits of those people and try very hard to emulate and be to someone else today what those people, those examples were to you in your day, in your time. Be like the people that influenced your life. And try and leave a footprint behind, a footprint that will change their life, that will help them with the direction, and that they will not only pass that legacy that you have left, that footprint, but they'll continue it in their own life and in the generations to come. You know, it's been great, and I'm so thrilled for this Easter season. I'm so grateful to be able to share this story about my brother to you. I know this week, as you look for challenges, if you look for people with challenges that you might be able to leave a footprint in their life, your life will be richer also. In closing, as always, please remember, when you saddle up with this cowboy, you'll never ride alone. Take care, God bless, and have a great week.